This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, guys, it is time for us to close out the show. It's our last break of the day. And before we get to all of that, Steve, we have one more voicemail for you, one more call about your closing remarks.
Hi, Steve. I wanted to make a comment regarding your closing remarks where you talked about not giving up on your dreams. I appreciated hearing that because I definitely felt like giving up on my dream. And I understand not to give up. I just don't, you know, I'm in a position where I don't know how to achieve my dreams or go after them. So some of them, you know, are things that I can't control. But it's just rough when, you know, you pray and things just stay the same. And I'm just waiting for things to change. I've been waiting for a long time, but trying to, you know, stay in faith and have hope. But just wanted to make a comment regarding that. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, based on what she's saying, that's the dilemma for most people. That's that's the same dilemma I face from time to time, because oftentimes some of the things that I'm asking God for, it takes a lot longer than I would like for it to take, because God's timing is different than our timing. But here's something I had to understand. When you're asking God for something and it's taking a while to get it, that's because God is preparing it His way, not your way. And that He's allowing you and putting this delay on it and allowing you to go through the process, because there's several lessons He wants you to learn in the waiting process. It's going to be a test of your faith. Is going to require your patience. It's going to cause you to trust more and more in His timing. He may be trying to show some other people in your life something, and He's using you. But the reason He's using you is because He knows you can handle it. He knows that when it gets real dark for you, that you will be the one who comes to Him, and He'll provide you with comfort and strength to get through it. He's not going to give it to you right when you want it. Everything I've ever gotten from God has seemed to be delayed, seemed to be postponed, put off, has required me to do my due diligence, to practice my faith, to trust in His timing, to learn that it's Him and only Him, to stop collaborating with people all the time. I used to try to force deals by calling people and try to put them together. I called it networking. God called it interfering. And I would get in the way of so much of what God was trying to do that it would even further delay my blessing, because he had to undo all this garbage I had created by getting in the way. I know it's difficult when you ask God for something and it doesn't seem to get answered right away. God said He would hear and answer your prayer. He ain't say by Friday. That's not in the Bible. The date of when He's coming back ain't in the Bible. You know why He don't give us dates? Because if He gave us dates, that would destroy the one principle that's required of us, faith. If He gave us dates, you wouldn't need faith. You just need patience. It's easier to be patient than it is to be faithful. Those are two different practices. Because sometimes in waiting, you waiting on something, you waiting on 3 o'clock. Well, you know if the clock is moving, eventually be three. But faith is different than patience. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's what faith is. And sister, he put it on you like this because you've been chosen for this. Because you're the one. You have been chosen for this journey. He picked you. It's you. You the one. Man, I wish I had something that I found on the internet early this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. Something that described totally what's happening to me right now. And it was saying, I'm paraphrasing it right now, but I was chosen for this. I am uniquely made. You are uniquely made. All of you. God made you just the way he wanted you to be. You, because he made you, you. Your journey ain't nobody else's journey. Quit comparing yourself to other people. Quit looking at your life and matching it up with somebody's life. That ain't your life. God got a whole nother life for you. So what you didn't get that kind of airplane? You still flying. So what you don't live in that house? Ain't your house still nice? Don't you still appreciate the one you in? Yeah, you ain't got the money Oprah Winfrey got. Well, doggone it, who do? Hell, quit tripping yourself out. Quit, I'm telling you, man, quit tripping yourself out looking at your life compared to other people's lives, because that ain't your life. That ain't who God made you to be. Do you know that there's rich people out there and famous people out here that would trade lives with you? Because they are so unhappy, so they ain't got no family. They ain't got nobody up around them that care about them. They ain't got nobody to sit down and plan nothing with. Everybody in their life is conniving, stabbing them in the back, trying to avoid to get a piece. Man, I got so many of them people around me, man, it's sickening at times. But I'm also grateful that God gave me Marjorie. God gave me my kids, Brandy, Carly. Gave me BJ. Gave me my grandkids. That people that genuinely care about me. Man, my daughter called me this morning before I got on the air and talked to me for 40 minutes. Didn't ask me for nothing. Scared me, but didn't ask me for nothing. That's what I got. I got family, man. So whatever. I'm cool with it. Stop looking at other people's lives, comparing it to y'all. Man, how you feel? Magic Johnson, billionaire. You ain't no billionaire. I'm cool. I ain't got no billion. I'm all right, though. I'm all right. You are cool. Hey, y'all, enjoy your holidays. Y'all be safe out there. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Wishing you and yours all the best. You hear me?
Yeah. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.